So the reason I chose William Peace was because of their stellar game design program. It's very rare to find a game design program in the United States at all, let alone North Carolina. And this place seemed like the right place for me for where I wanted to go and the connections I could make within the program.
Turn your hobby into a career in one of the highest paid professions in the country with William Peace University's Simulation and Game Design program. Master design, 3D modeling, and programming in a state-of-the-art space with the latest and most remarkable technologies available. Find out more at peace.edu.
I need the music. There we go. Hit it and quit it, where we line up the biggest stories in sports, and then we hit it and quit it, and we move on to the next, starting with something we were actually just talking about in that conversation with Jamie Hirsch. Brett Pesce, injury update. Not expected to be back this series. Now, here's the beauty, like, everything that we get as far as updates from the Canes is vague, and it's right, not this series. That could be two games.
That's a good point. Okay, so through Saturday?
Yeah, it could be two games. It could also be, like, it's kind of like being suspended indefinitely, right? It's like indefinitely means literally could be any length. Mm-hmm. Pesce not expected back this series.
Could be one game.
Yeah, indefinite suspension could be. Rod Brendamore spoke with the media, and he pretty much explained this is why Tony DeAngelo is here.
I mean, listen, he's been here before. We had him for a whole year, and like he played almost every game. I mean, we know what we got in that player. That's why we went and got him. It's just unfortunate he didn't get to play much this year because we were healthy. And, you know, but this is exactly why you want a guy like that around.
Few things. One, morning skate, or practice, I should say. he skated with Shea. So they're not mixing up any of the other pairings. So DeAngelo with Shea. The other is, even if you, like, If coach isn't selling us a bill of goods there, even if they are, like, excited and or ready and prepared for DeAngelo to play a big role, he is different than Pesce, right? Even if you're comfortable putting him out there for a lot of ice time, he is inherently a different player. He is going to be more of an offensive-minded defenseman. You know, Pesce had, what is it, 3 goals and 10 assists this year, played in 70 games. DeAngelo would have had more than that if he played in 70 games. But he also probably wouldn't have been as sound maybe on the other end of the ice. So it's a give and a take in a lot of different ways, and they have to adjust and put them in the situations that they can be successful. Anything to add? Let's quit it and hit it.
Got him!
Also, speaking of the Carolina Hurricanes, some practice updates today. Like you mentioned, Pesce out. Mm-hmm. DeAngelo skating in his spot alongside Brady Shea. No Jesper Fast once again. Rob Brendamore was asked about this during his post-game post-practice availability, I should say. Is Jesper going to travel?
Mm-hmm.
He said, probably not, which means don't expect Jesper Fast. They actually did fly out already, but don't expect Jesper Fast for the next two games either.
You know what that does? That pushes away a very difficult decision.
Yeah.
Because we were talking when Fast was healthy that there was kind of three guys for two spots in the active lineup. Those three guys, Kuznetsov, Kokkaniemi, and Drury, have all done something in the first two games or multiple somethings in the first two games to make a pretty strong case that they should stay in the active lineup.
Like, they've all contributed in some way, shape, or form in a positive way. So, you don't have to think about that decision right now. It's not a decision yet. It's just not a decision yet.
Until Fast is healthy, it's not a decision. So, it's pushing back a very difficult decision that they're going to have to make.
But Canes traveled. Not sure if they're going to have a morning skate tomorrow in New York or not. But, again, it's a 7:30 puck drop once again tomorrow up on Long Island.
They did activate some guys, just kind of practice bodies.
Yeah, they brought up Dylan Coughlin, they brought up Max Comtois, and they brought up Antti Raanta because their AHL seasons have all expired. So you know what? Come up, you can practice. Just in case something happens, we know that you're here and ready to go.
Yeah, you're not just sitting on your couch eating bonbons.
I mean, unless you're going to do it.
No, so you got to be ready. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal.
Let's quit that. Let's hit this. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back.
Yeah, he is.
He is getting his Heisman. I think he actually got his Heisman back. They gave him the trophy back, all of the no because your parents took money for an apartment, whatever it ended up being.
Like a house, right?
Sure. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back. I see the moralist argument against this, saying, like, it doesn't matter if NIL makes it legal now. It was against the rules when he did it. I get it. But as somebody that was, like, 12 years old when Reggie Bush was at USC, that guy was pretty darn good. That was pretty darn good.
It's like, yeah, all that stuff was off the field. That guy on the field was the most electrifying player in college football.
One year, multiple
seasons. It was so fun to watch.
That whole team. When I was living out in Hawaii growing up, they went out to play Hawaii, USC, with Lendale White and Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and the whole crew. And
Clay Matthews at linebacker.
Yeah, exactly. It was Clay Matthews. It was
Ray Maluga. Brian Cushing.
Cush was there. They had I'm gonna forget his name. Taylor something, a safety who was like DK Metcalf before DK Metcalf. He was just massive.
Taylor Mays.
Taylor Mays. That's exactly who it was. They had a team that was pretty bananas, and they came out to play Hawaii, and they won by 100. But our tickets were, like, corner of the end zone, and Reggie Bush had a long touchdown run coming right at us, and he did the jump where he flipped into the end zone, and you know, I don't know how high his vertical was. He was 17 feet in the air to 12-year-old me.
Yeah.
And did the somersault into the end zone, and it was one of the cooler in-person, like, events that I've been to. Just watching that team, Pete Carroll, the coach, just on high operating procedure, cruising to a victory.
They were a must-watch TV. When they were on. They were a must-watch television back in the day. USC.
They were Los Angeles's professional football team.
They were
before the Chargers and Rams moved to Los Angeles.
I remember. I'll never forget. I know the 06 championship game between USC and Texas. Mack Brown, Texas head coach at the time. Vince Young was the quarterback for Texas.
They were going for the repeat.
Yeah.
Maybe even the three-peat.
It may be. They're one of the best college football games I've ever seen.
If you're counting games that I watch on television, it's a two-person race for me.
Yeah.
As far as best games of all time, it's that, and it's the Fiesta Bowl with Boise State and Oklahoma and Adrian Peterson.
Oh, that was fantastic.
And they're right around the same year. It's like 06 and then 07, so maybe it's just nostalgia for me.
What football player today reminds you of Reggie Bush back then? Whether college or NFL, who reminds you now?
Good
what
question.
Bush was?
You know what? A little bit of Achan from Miami.
Okay, yeah.
Just because of his ability to, every time he touches it, you think there might be a 75-yard touchdown there.
Yeah.
I was going to go Christian McCaffrey, but
there's a little CMC in there.
Just because of the versatility, the pass catching, and the ability to run. But Christian McCaffrey actually is, I think, better at getting, like, the 6-yard gain.
Yes.
Reggie Bush was, like, 45, or I'm going to try to reverse field 7 times, and I'll pick up. It's just Christian McCaffrey is better at the boring. I don't know if anyone will ever be as good as Reggie Bush at the spectacular.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Just swinging for the fences every time he touched the football.
I remember how surprised – this is how good Reggie Bush was. He's a running back. In this century, I was surprised he wasn't taken number 1 overall.
I think he went like 2 or 3.
He went number 2 to Williams from right around here.
That's right.
Was the surprise number 1 pick, obviously State. And Reggie Bush went number 2 to New Orleans, and everyone was like, how did you let a running back fall to number 2? That doesn't happen anymore. Running backs are like – day 2, hopefully.
Yep.
Let alone number 2 pick overall.
Took him in the third. That's a reach.
Yeah.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Let's quit that. Let's hit this.
You like that? You like that?
By the way, DJ Burns, speaking of NC State, still getting NIL deals. Well, I guess at this point, we're just going to call him endorsements because he's no longer playing. I mean, it's not even a name, image, or likeness deal, right?
He has an NIL deal in the same way that like Patrick Mahomes has an NIL deal with State Farm.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess he and Travis Kelce, basically. So I think Mahomes it's a local dairy farm actually has the deal with DJ Burns, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
In my head. It was just, it's legend, something that popped up. It. I know our
dairy.
Yeah, exactly. Dairy. It's amazing that even for a player that's no longer playing college sports, I know the run recently ended, but his run's ended, but he still has the cachet. Even though, like, everyone's pretty much has moved on, he still has the cachet. Even though he might not be a draft pick in the NBA, might not even sniff the NBA, really. But to still have that cachet that people still want to do business with them shows the kind of charisma that he has in terms of you put DJ Burns on something, people are going to gravitate towards it.
It reminds me, one of the things that I thought this was a great idea, and I advise like legends of sporting programs in college to do this. Gino Gradkowski was my center in college. He ended up going on to be a Super Bowl champion with the Ravens, played in the NFL for a bunch of years. His brother was Bruce Gradkowski, who many remember as the quarterback in the NFL. And Bruce Gradkowski played in Toledo. He was a Toledo Rocket. And once he went on to the NFL, made a bunch of money, he opened up a steakhouse called Gradkowski's in Toledo, Ohio, where he was a legend for the Toledo Rockets, right? And I remember going, you know, not a bad move for all these college legends, right? If you are a legend in your college town, buy a restaurant, call it your last name with an apostrophe S, and just print money for a while. The fact that Joe Burrow doesn't have Burrows spelt with the E-A-U-X as a steakhouse in Baton Rouge is unreal. If you're around here, DJ's or Burns's steakhouse in Raleigh, DJ Burns, I think it could work.
Well, here's actually what he's promoting. So he's with the North Carolina Dairy Producers Association is who he's partnering with. And this comes from a quote from John Hammond, who's part of the marketing division at the NCDA, said, "We've partnered to help promote real milk and specifically chocolate milk. This is a promotion we're doing with DJ, and we also did with some female student athletes about a month ago."
All right, so keep cashing those checks, man.
Keep cashing those checks, man.
Strike while the iron is hot. And find a place to play next year. Let's quit that. Let's hit this.
What?
Speaking of endorsement deals.
Oh, yes.
Caitlin Clark. 8 years, $28 million with Nike.
With a signature shoe on that, on top of that, too.
With a signature shoe, which is, I mean, that is outside of accomplishments like within your competition, like, you know, winning an NBA championship, WNBA championship, winning a national championship, outside of like accomplishments on the actual court of competition, a signature shoe has to be one of the coolest things that could happen to an athlete. When you're like, oh, I'm wearing the Mies, like not I'm wearing the Jordans or I'm wearing the KDs or I'm wearing the Kobes. I'm like, oh yeah, these are the myselfs. That's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing the Mines.
What shoe are you wearing? Mine.
Yeah, I'm wearing my No, I know you the No, literally they're the Clarks. I don't know what they're gonna call them, CCs?
I don't know. They're gonna call them Caitlins? I don't know. That's a great question. Cause I know you have like the LeBrons, you have the Jordans, you have the Kyries, the KDs,
Kobes.
Harden has one with Adidas. So yeah, I don't know what they're going to.
Well,
call
like Giannis is called like the freak, the freaks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what they're called.
So maybe I don't know.
Maybe they call it the logo.
Oh, the logos. That's not bad.
Yeah. My logo ones.
What is it? Her logo might be her like involving the logos on the floor. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cooper DeJean, the safety slash corner. He's a corner. From Iowa, expected mm-hmm. to be a first round pick in the draft tomorrow.
Yeah.
He was asked, like, in all these interviews, are you getting funny questions, anything memorable? He goes, you know, a lot of people have asked me if I think I can beat Caitlin Clark one-on-one. He's from Iowa. Caitlin Clark played at Iowa. And his answer was, I think I could. She'd get a couple buckets, but I think I could win. What answer do you think the teams were looking for?
Win, of course.
You think it's just one of those blind, we want blind confidence in our corners?
Sure, why not?
You don't think they wanted him to go like, well, analytically, she's a perimeter player, and I bring a certain amount of lateral quickness to stay with.
Like, unless he was dead honest. He's like, dude, I suck at basketball.
No, actually, you can go look it up. He's got a highlight film.
Yeah, I think you can actually ball.
He dunked a lot in high school.
Yeah.
There's not much else to his game on his highlight film, mm-hmm. but he dunks a lot in high school. let's move on. Let's quit that. Let's hit this.
We got better tonight.
Drake May, add to the list of people that puts ketchup on steak and eggs.
Do we have the audio?
We do have the audio.
Let's hear it.
I mean, I eat ketchup with my steak and eggs. That's about it. I don't do much, you know, hopefully don't do too many, you know, weird things. But I eat ketchup with steak. I know it's kind of offensive to chefs, but I grew up in the South a little bit. I know it's disappointing, but that's what it is.
To me, there's a fine line here. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm big on, like, nobody has guilty pleasure music. If you like it, it's music to like. If it's food that you're eating, what do I care what you put on it? Like, okay. You do you. But I do think there's a difference between putting ketchup on steak and putting ketchup on steak and eggs. I think there is a difference there.
So you're talking, like, if it's, like, a breakfast steak?
If it's a breakfast steak with eggs and it's all kind of mashed up and jumbled amongst each other, I think that's not even unusual to put ketchup on it. If you're getting like a porterhouse or a ribeye or a strip steak or something like for dinner, and the first thing you do is put a whole bunch of ketchup on there, little unusual. That's the Mahomes element of it.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a steak breakfast burrito. If you're throwing a little, you can throw some salsa, some ketchup, whatever you want to do on that.
Yeah, I don't do ketchup on eggs nor steak.
That's fine. Again.
Yeah, neither. But I think it's gross.
Really? So if you're out to breakfast with someone, they get a little steak and eggs, and they go like, oh, sorry, can you get me some ketchup, please? You're looking at them sideways? Questioning their judgment? Maybe not drafting them in the top five?
Maybe not.
Interesting. Very interesting. Actually, I don't know if there is a food take that would make me like seriously consider like knocking someone's judgment down.
I wouldn't do that in all seriousness.
There probably is, though. There probably is.
Is there?
I mean, if it's weird enough.
I don't know. Will Levis put mayonnaise in his coffee?
And he didn't get drafted in the first round.
Now, see, there
At
it
one
is.
Point, he
now
was the betting favorite to be the number two overall
now
pick.
Now we've pinpointed it. Don't have weird food things, and we're all good.
Like, just there has to be a line you don't cross.
Yeah,
but
mayonnaise and coffee.
I don't know where it is.
I'll tell you that.
He was eating Gross. Bananas with the peel.
Yeah, just peel that thing. It's there for a reason.
It is a strange one.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.